This Monday morning with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. We're about to talk to a man who you'll know as the one who took on our police minister, Bheki Cele, and it resulted in Bheki Cele now becoming a parody of himself, a meme going, shut up! A man who he's invested emotionally, financially, businessly, invested in fixing the crime situation by fixing the policing situation in South Africa. Ian Cameron is from Action Society, and everyone is talking to him right now, so we might as well do the same. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Morning, Ian.
Morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning. I just want to go, you know, let's go straight into the story of the weekend. There were 1, 2, 3 mass shootings and another shooting over the weekend. 3 mass shootings in South Africa at taverns over the weekend. It seems like too much of a coincidence. What's your knee-jerk feeling about what do you think it is? Do you think it's that it's orchestrated? Or do you think that it's just that we're just looking at crime through a different lens now in South Africa?
I think we're noticing crime, obviously. I think, you know, people are really starting to once again, we all know how serious the crime issue in South Africa is, but I think especially the last few days, people are really, really digging deep and sharing their stories about how they've been exposed to violent crime. I mean, on the weekend, just on Saturday night, there were 4 shootings, 24 people killed, according to me. I'm not sure if more have passed away since then. Many of them are still critical in hospital. And I mean, those are just the bigger incidents. It doesn't include the rest. Remember, we've got 67 murders in the country per day. And it doesn't seem to be decreasing. Is it orchestrated? I'm not 100% sure, but what I do think is that especially someone like Minister Cele is definitely going to start gunning for, excuse the pun, for legally armed or lawfully armed citizens, because they're going to probably blame lawfully armed citizens for the fact that criminals have guns, but they always forget to mention that the police, just in the last 12 to 15 years, have lost over 26,000 firearms that are now on the street.
Sure. Ian, I'm glad you've mentioned your new bestie, Mr. Minister Bheki Cele, after what happened last week. Have you had any response from him in terms of an apology, or have you heard anything from the police since you laid criminal work charges against their boss? Because I also would like to know how that went down when you went to the police station to lay charges on their boss.
No, I haven't heard anything. It's quite interesting. His spokesperson, Luranzu, she actually blocked me right after the incident on Twitter. So, and then suddenly other people started forwarding a message to me that I kept on interrupting him. So let me just, again, thanks for the opportunity. I want to give clarity. I was the 13th speaker, so there was no way for me to interrupt him because I didn't have a mic and I was sitting at the back of the hall. So I was the 13th speaker. I said what I had to say, and there were 7 speakers after me. And in his closing remarks, he insinuated that I'm a racist. Now, I'm not going to stand for that, and you're not going to insinuate something about me that I'm not. And I immediately stood up and I said, Minister, you need to retract your statement. And that's when the whole rant and breakdown and whatever, that's when that happened. Nevertheless, no, I haven't heard anything from them. IPED has confirmed that they received the case from the police station, or that they take notes of it and that they are investigating it. But we haven't actually finished submitting our final complaint to IPED. But I went to Guguletu Police Station and the service was magnificent. I mean, the police were incredibly friendly. I hear there was a bit of a cleanup outside the station in the morning. Apparently, an instruction came from national or from provincial level, saying they need to clean up the station before we get there. So hopefully it stays that way for longer. But I must say, and without exposing cops at different stations, after I went there, I went to probably another 5 or 6 police stations. In the Western Cape specifically, and the cops were literally coming to say thank you. That man embarrasses us. He's destroying our careers. We absolutely hate the fact that he treads on people the way he does. A lot of the female police members also came and they said they feel embarrassed and they feel bullied by him. I mean, they work in dire circumstances. Many of the stations that I've been to in the last few weeks, especially in township areas around Cape Town, some of the police stations don't even have toilet seats for the female toilets.
Mm. Wow. Like, Ian, we don't have much time left, but I just want to ask you, you know, we can only see what we see that is put out on either Twitter or online somewhere, but you are really in the center of this. What has the public sentiment been in response to what happened with you and Mr. Bekele last week?
It's been amazing. The support has been really overwhelming. Yesterday I had to take photos in front of a spur in the Western Cape, so I didn't expect it to go this way. And as I said, it wasn't the attention. Everyone asked what was written.
Oh, you mean
in my
that was
notebook.
Just for fan photos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Making it big.
Did they just pay for your meal?
Yeah. Well, I wish. Maybe hint, hint. So, last thing I just have to say is that everyone asked what was written in my notebook. Mm. Nothing. I just held it for the sake of holding something because I left my pen at home. It's overwhelming and I'm very grateful.
Well, Ian Cameron from Action Society, thank you so much for talking to us today. The takeaway there is we don't think there's anything orchestrated, well, Ian doesn't, from the tavern violence, mass shootings this weekend. But we also don't have too much faith in our police minister to get to the bottom of it. But our police force, by and large, want to do their job. That's where we're at right now in South Africa. Can we only get better from here? We'll see.